Hypnosis is a vehicle that allows you to explore the furthest reaches of your consciousness. And it is through this exploration that you can gain greater clarity and insight into the inner workings of your subconscious mind. It can allow you to resolve conflict at the deepest levels of your mind. And it is through this resolution of conflict that you can evolve, transform, and change your life. You are so much more than just a physical body. You also have a mind and emotions. And your subconscious mind is connected to each of these systems. Therefore, using hypnosis can allow you to facilitate change at all levels of your being. There is truly nothing that is more powerful than your subconscious mind. This podcast explores the use of hypnosis as a tool that can be used to allow the consciousness to evolve, expand, and transform. Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a master hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I'm excited that you're here because if you're listening to this podcast, it means that you are on a quest to make yourself and your life better. And this podcast contains a variety of tools that come from hypnosis and NLP to help you to release blocks, change your thinking, and move forwards into a better, brighter future. Today's episode focuses on the area of compassion and forgiveness. This is an area that I work on quite frequently in the clinic with clients. Most people have grievances with others, and those grievances cause people to hold on to old anger and resentment. And that anger and resentment tends to take up valuable real estate within their mind, body, and emotions. So today you're going to have the opportunity to experience a mini hypnosis session that contains a compassion and forgiveness exercise. Common words that I hear in the clinic are, "I won't forgive them. No way. They hurt me too much." Many people who experience anger or resentment towards another for what they've done refuse to forgive the person that has wronged them. I really work to educate them that forgiveness is not for the person who wronged them, but rather it is for themselves. The other person really doesn't benefit from their forgiveness. Forgiveness is definitely for the person who gives it. And time again, I see what happens when people finally let go of that old anger and resentment. They begin to experience freedom and joy, usually for the first time in a long time. Authentic forgiveness can be described as the renunciation of all resentment and anger that are present as the result of a perceived offense of another. Forgiveness is a choice. A decision to let go of any anger or negative thoughts about the person who did the wrong. As all of this takes place within the heart and mind of the person who gives the forgiveness, it is truly them who benefits. When you're angry at someone for what they did, it takes up valuable real estate within your mind. Rumination over what happened can occur, and you can dwell on the event that took place for far too long. If you owned an apartment building, it would be like someone occupying a floor within that building living rent-free. This floor could certainly be put to much better use. Anger is not only a mental state, it affects the physical body as well. Anger increases heart rate, blood pressure, and releases adrenaline and noradrenaline. This comes from your fight response to protect yourself. However, when you're in fight response for too long, it becomes toxic to the body and the mind. And if anger is left unprocessed, it can eventually turn into health issues later on. Even the medical profession is aware of the beneficial effects of forgiveness. The Mayo Clinic has acknowledged that forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less anxiety, stress and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, lower risk of alcohol and substance abuse. Everyone from time to time has conflicts with others. If you were hurt by someone else, first of all, you have the right to feel the way that you do. You've been hurt. So allow yourself some time to feel angry and upset. Acknowledge and honor your feelings, for they are a good thing. And once you've allowed yourself that time and that space to acknowledge your feelings and to honor them, you will eventually reach a point where it's time to let them go. And it's at that point that you can begin the process of forgiving the person. This will allow you to release the anger and to get on with your life. Forgiveness is not about agreeing with what was done to you. And forgiveness certainly doesn't make you weak. And if there's any fears about the same thing happening again, just make sure that you take a look at your boundaries and develop new ones so that you can protect yourself in the future in a new way. Forgiving someone can actually make you stronger if you learn from the experience. Hurt people hurt other people. When someone does something to hurt you, it's usually because of their own suffering. And when you give yourself the opportunity to feel again and express what you didn't express in the moment, it can allow you to reprocess your feelings in a new way. You will know that you've cleared the anger and resentment when you can think about a person or situation without feeling upset. Before we begin with the hypnosis exercise today, to empower you to gain greater insight into who needs forgiveness into your life, I'm going to ask you a few questions. You may choose to get out a piece of paper or a journal to write down the answers to each of these questions. And you may want to pause this recording in between each question to give yourself time to process and think. When you think about your past, is there anyone that you still feel angry or resentful towards for something that they did or how they treated you? How did their actions affect you? Is there any benefit of holding on to the anger or resentment that you have for them? When you think of them now, how do you feel? What would your life be like now if you could release this person and any anger or resentment that you're carrying towards them? If this person is in your life currently, how can you better manage your interactions with them in the future? What areas of your life would improve by letting go of anger and resentment? Good. It's good to be aware of all of these things before beginning the exercise. This mini hypnosis session that you're going to have the opportunity to experience is only the first steps of the forgiveness process. The first part of this process is acknowledging your feelings. Your feelings are good things. You have every right to feel the way that you do, and it's so important to learn how to honor those feelings. In order to heal something, you need to be able to feel it. The second part of this process is becoming aware of any unconscious or subconscious feelings that reside below the surface that you still feel towards the person who wronged you. These are very important parts of this process. So you can begin by finding a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. If you live with other people, you may want to tell them that you're not to be disturbed. Make sure that you turn off your phone. You may choose to lie down or sit up. Whatever is right for you is right for you. But just make sure that you're comfortable and warm for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just begin to focus on your breathing. Just feeling the coolness as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. Just allowing every single breath that you breathe from this moment forwards to relax your body more and more. That's right. Just letting every breath take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And with your eyes closed, you can begin to relax. Though at first, you may be more aware of some things than you were before. Maybe the sounds in your room, or the sound of my voice, or the sensations within your hands or feet. Or perhaps you're aware of thoughts and images that drift into your mind automatically. Because with your eyes closed, it becomes easier and easier to become more and more aware of a variety of things that would otherwise go overlooked. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, and the alteration of awareness as the mind begins to experience that gradual letting go. Letting go of even the effort that it takes to be exactly aware of where your arms are positioned, or your hands or your fingers. Of even the effort that it takes to be aware of which leg seems to relax more quickly or completely than the other. It may seem just like too much effort to bother making. It takes time to experience that letting go. But in your own time and in your own way, as you begin to learn even more than before about your own ability to let go and relax, and to simply let your mind flow downwards towards a place of quietness, a place of calm awareness, a place that almost seems to give off signals that direct your awareness down towards it and into it more and more completely. A place of effortless relaxation and letting go, where even the effort that it takes to be aware of the sound of my voice or the meaning of my words may almost seem to be too much effort to bother making. It's so much easier simply to relax and to allow events to occur almost by themselves. A drifting down. That's right. And because you have an unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind at the back of the mind can continue to hear, and to understand, and to respond to the things that I will say without the need for you to do anything at all, it's so much easier for your conscious mind to simply relax and to enjoy the drifting down. Drifting down into that place of quiet calmness, of effortless awareness. That's right. Just letting your entire body float in time and in space. That free-floating place of effortless letting go. Simply allowing events to occur in their own time and in their own way. That's right. Your unconscious mind can allow that drifting to occur. And to help you relax even more, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1 with every number, experience yourself relaxing more and more. Starting now at 10. 9, letting go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And in this relaxed and focused state of awareness that you're in now, we can begin the work that we're here to do together today. Honor yourself for taking this time to make yourself and your life better. What I'm going to ask that you do now is begin to imagine yourself walking down a beautiful forest's path. And you can notice many things as you walk along this forest's path. You can notice the sound of birds off in the distance. Maybe the sound of wind as it rustles the branches of the trees that line this path. Perhaps you can notice the sunlight as it filters through the leaves, dancing on the path in front of you. Maybe you can notice a gentle breeze as it brushes against your skin. Or perhaps you can notice the temperature that it's absolutely perfect. Or perhaps you can notice wild flowers that line this path. Whatever's right for you is right for you. You simply feel at peace as you travel down this path. And soon you come to a clearing that leads to the most beautiful meadow that you can imagine in your mind's eye. A meadow that is open and spacious. It's filled with the most luminous sunlight. Blue skies that go on for miles and miles in every direction. And the air is fresh and clean, with beautiful lush green grass. And everything simply feels so safe, peaceful, and tranquil here. Do you notice that waiting for you within this place is a person? It's someone that you're carrying unresolved feelings towards. So I wonder if you can simply experience them in front of you now. And as you notice them in front of you, notice any feelings that surface. Simply imagine being able to look into their eyes. And as you look into their eyes, notice what feelings surface for you. Maybe there's anger or resentment. Perhaps there might be sadness or even pity. The first step of this process is simply becoming aware of what feelings are present. It's about honoring those feelings that are present. It's all about giving yourself permission to feel these things, to feel these feelings, and to recognize that you have every right to feel the way that you do, because this person hurt you in some way. The simple act of acknowledging your feelings begins the process of healing. Much of the time we tend to bottle things up or put them on the shelf so that we don't have to look at them or deal with them. But right now, you're moving in a different direction. You're acknowledging the feelings that exist within you. These feelings are good. If you feel angry, it's because you were violated in some way. If you feel sad, it's because you're grieving something that you perceived that you lost. Maybe it was trust. Or maybe you lost the relationship as a result of what this person did. So it's simply acknowledging your feelings now. Acknowledging them and giving yourself the permission to feel. Good. Now, it's important to recognize that people who are hurting or suffering in their own way usually leave chaos in their wake. In this relaxed state and in this place, begin to observe this person who hurt you. And I wonder if you can observe them in an objective sort of way. Maybe beginning to reframe your understanding of why this person hurt you, of why this person is the way that they are. Maybe they had things that they were dealing with in their life that you were unaware of before. It can be extremely beneficial when you begin to recognize that chances are this person was suffering in their own way. And it may be that at this time it's challenging or difficult for you to see that. And that's okay. Sometimes learning how to view someone with compassion can take time. But perhaps it is possible for you to begin observing this person with more compassion. And begin to recognize that they were going through their own experience. And oftentimes, people don't mean to hurt other people. It's just that they're hurting so much themselves or suffering so much themselves that they end up causing pain or discomfort in another. And it's simply acknowledging that and beginning to observe them in a different way. And if it's possible for you to understand that this person was hurting in their own way, I wonder if it's possible for you to begin to choose to send compassion to that person. This is the first step of beginning to release that anger. That's right. Remembering that this is a gift that you give yourself. And maybe it's possible for you, and maybe at this time it's not possible for you. But simply do what you feel is right. That's right. And it may be that you listen to this program a few times. Every time recognizing that you're able to view this person with just a little bit more compassion than the time before. This is the process of release. This is the process of letting go. That's right. And if you can send compassion to this person, notice how it feels, that it feels just a little bit lighter, a little bit freer. That's right. And if you do experience that lightness, just feel it as it flows through your system. As that new lightness begins to melt away any old feelings. This is the starting of a process of forgiveness. Good. Now, allow this person to fade from your mind as you simply experience yourself walking through this meadow, realizing that you've taken a first step today, a first step in learning to release someone from your mind. But this is only the first step. And you can imagine the light of the sun flowing down around and through you. And as it does, you can feel as it relaxes your mind and body even more, leaving you feeling calm and relaxed. And you can begin the process of getting ready to journey back now. You can begin to move back to the path that led you to this place. Traveling up along the path, listening to the sounds of the birds, noticing the feeling of the wind on your skin, noticing the sunlight as it filters through the leaves, on the trees dancing on the ground in front of you, coming up through the levels and layers of your mind that led you to this place. And in just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, you'll bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. And when I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes, you'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now, at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3, 4, coming up, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, feeling refreshed and wonderful in every way. I hope that you enjoyed this hypnosis mini session. This is really the first step of forgiveness, and there is a full program that I have recorded called Forgiveness, Releasing the Anger and Resentment of Your Past. It's available for purchase on my MP3 store at www.hypnosisclinic.info. The forgiveness process is also part of a larger package called Healing Your Past, which is a complete system that allows you to release and heal your past so that you can join more fully with the present moment. This program is available at www.hypnosisworks.guru, and it's called Healing Your Past. Take care and be well until next time.